Exposure, written by Mal Peet and read by Christopher Lane.
The boy with all the dreadlocks had two lines of business, cars and the patio trade. He had been working his turf, the sidewalk along the front of La Nación's building for a few months now, longer than most of his predecessors. The car thing was the usual, but he did it with politeness, even delicacy, and these were not qualities his victims would expect from one of his kind. So he surprised them, and it paid off. He had a plastic bucket without a handle, a squeegee, and tucked into the waistband of his cutoffs, three large rags, a dirty one, a less dirty one, and a clean one. The routine goes something like this. A car pulls into a space. The boy does not go to it immediately because he knows that if drivers see him before getting out, they will have crucial seconds to harden their hearts. He waits until the driver has locked the doors, then appears magically and smiles.
Good day, senor. You like me to wash your windshield?
Sometimes, quite often, actually, the driver will hesitate, maybe shrug, dig a small coin out of his pocket. The victims who do this are the ones who look at him.
Thank you, senor. I'll watch your car for you, too. All part of the service.
More often, the response to the boy's offer is either non-existent or obscenely dismissive, but his smile does not waver.
Okay, senor, no problem, but maybe you like me to keep an eye on the car for you?
The driver looks at him hard, jabs a thumb up toward the heavily built uniformed man patrolling the patio.
That guy up there's watching my car, and he's watching you, too.
The smile achieves an even greater brilliance.
You mean the doorman? My friend Ruben? Yeah, Ruben's cool. He's sound. Just not so quick on his feet as he used to be, you know?
The boy's technique gets him about 4 results out of 10, and he calculates that this works out at an average of 22 centavos a hit. He is surprisingly good at arithmetic, considering the fact that the only way he could ever have been in school was through a window after dark.